Watch programs on your schedule with the KPBS Plus streaming service. See new episodes of Nature and Nova, latest news from PBS NewsHour and KPBS Evening Edition, local shows like Ken Kramer's About San Diego. Learn more at kpbs.org/kpbsplus. Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Thursday, May 28th. Did California's gun laws limit the impact of last week's Islamic Center shooting? More on that next, but first, the headlines. San Diego's food bank showed up for Orange County. A truck departed the Jacob and Cushman Food Bank's Miramar warehouse early yesterday morning, carrying 3,500 boxes of food to Orange County's senior food program. A damaged chemical tank at an aerospace facility in Orange County led to thousands being evacuated, disrupting operations at two Orange County nonprofits. Evacuations have since been lifted. The San Diego Food Bank is committed to sending up to 5,000 boxes in total, along with other supplies like diapers for impacted families. Food Bank CEO Casey Castillo said, quote, "While our primary mission is serving San Diego County, moments like this remind us that emergencies do not stop at county lines," end quote. Regardless of who is crowned NBA champion this year, Filipino history will be made. According to One Sport Philippines, for the first time in history, a Filipino-American is guaranteed to become an NBA champion. Jordan Clarkson of the finals-bound New York Knicks proudly celebrates his Filipino heritage and even played for the Philippines in the 2023 FIBA Basketball World Cup. And here on the West Coast, both the Spurs' Dylan Harper and Oklahoma City's Jared McCain have each spoken about being of Filipino-American descent. The NBA's Western Conference Finals is still underway with Game 6 happening tonight between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs. A special congratulations goes out to 8th grader Benjamin Reinhardt for Maranatha Christian School in 4S Ranch. Benjamin made it all the way to the semifinal round of the Scripps National Spelling Bee taking place in Washington, D.C. He was eliminated yesterday after incorrectly spelling lockage, L-O-C-H-A-G-E. Merriam-Webster says it's a historical military title referring to the captain or commander of a tactical unit. Nonetheless, Benjamin being one of only 54 other spellers who made it to the semis is quite the accomplishment for the 8th grader. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Alliance San Diego, reminding you to vote early. Return your ballot at any drop box or vote in person at any vote center. And remember, you have the right to vote as long as you're in line on Election Day by 8 p.m. Visit alliancesd.org for more.
Did California's gun laws play a part in limiting the impact of last week's attack on the Islamic Center of San Diego? Our military and veterans reporter Andrew Dyer says it depends on who you ask.
Video from the live stream of last week's attack shows one attacker using what experts say is a California-compliant semi-automatic Ruger Mini 14 rifle. Michael Schwartz is the executive director of the San Diego County Gun Owners PAC. He says the attack represents a failure of California's gun laws.
If he had a bigger magazine or had he had a pistol grip or whatever, it wouldn't have changed the outcome of this at all. Looking at the reality of this, a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun from killing a lot of kids. Full stop.
The Brady Campaign's Steve Lindley says the ban features make semi-automatic rifles more deadly. Features like high-capacity magazines.
It is about reducing the number of victims. It's very difficult to stop shootings.
The San Diego Police Department and FBI haven't confirmed what specific models of weapons were used. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
Hundreds gathered yesterday in City Heights for prayer services on the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Adha. Reporter Elaine Alfaro spoke to community leaders who say this holiday feels especially profound following last week's shooting at the Islamic Center.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
For decades, the Muslim community has gathered at this park to pray on Eid al-Adha. The holiday recognizes the Prophet Ibrahim's obedience to God. Noor Abdi is a youth leader and on the security team for the prayer services at the park.
Eid al-Adha is a religious celebration that Muslims celebrate all over the world. And it is a time of feasting. It is a time where families come together and celebrate. And it represents sacrifice.
But this year, the holiday carries a heavier weight. It's been just over a week since two teenagers shot and killed three people at the Islamic Center of San Diego. Ismahan Abdullahi is a board member of the Huda Community Center. She hopes there's tangible change following last week's attack.
What does safety look like for us as a community? And are folks going to take anti-Muslim bigotry and Islamophobia seriously?
Kalina Park was one of several places throughout the county where the community gathered for prayer on Wednesday. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
One of the nation's oldest environmental groups has entered the fight over a massive proposed data center in Imperial County. Reporter Corey Suzuki says the Sierra Club is suing to challenge the county's approval of the project.
Last month, the Imperial County Board of Supervisors voted to merge several parcels of land, clearing the way for the proposed 950,000-square-foot data center complex. Several supervisors said the lot merger was just one aspect of the project. Here's County Chair Peggy Price.
This is just pieces of the bigger part of this project. And so that is why I voted the way I did today.
Now, the Sierra Club says that approach violated state law. In a lawsuit filed in Imperial County Superior Court this month, they accused the county of piecemealing the data center project. In other words, approving it in fragments, making it hard for the public to see the full scope. Mark West leads the Sierra Club San Diego chapter.
We don't feel like that was with full environmental review, which was required by state law. And that bypasses a lot of really critical safeguards that are put in place to really protect communities and actually natural resources.
Imperial County officials did not respond to a request for comment. The county is already facing another lawsuit over the project brought by the city of Imperial. That case could be headed to trial as soon as next month. Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
The San Diego City Council met last night to review Mayor Todd Gloria's newest budget proposal. It restores some of the funding that was cut in the original plan, but not funding for the arts. One arts leader told reporter John Carroll that the cuts could be devastating.
The news came last month from Mayor Todd Gloria, an $11.8 million cut in funding to arts and cultural institutions in the city. That's out of an overall budget of nearly $6.5 billion. Members of the arts community are demanding the city council restore all or at least some of the funding. San Diego Art Matters executive director Bob Lehman says if they don't, it will cause lasting damage to the arts in San Diego.
The larger organizations, like the big museums in Balboa Park, they'll have to cut programming. They'll start charging for programming that was free. So things that were free for veterans or seniors or kids will now cost money.
The city's budget deficit is $118 million. John Carroll, KPBS News.
The San Diego City Council has until June 9th to make its final modifications to the budget. Triton Gaming Expo celebrates its 10th anniversary this weekend. It's organized by UC San Diego students and is now open to the public. Arts reporter Beth Accomando has this preview.
For a decade, UC San Diego students have been running Triton Gaming Expo, serving up a multiverse of fun that includes an artist alley, cosplay, industry and voice actor panels, and a promise of insane tech. Jewel is the Vice President External Affairs for Triton Gaming.
We have people from Riot Games coming. We also have people from indie games coming, such as Supergiant Games and The Behemoth. We also have a couple of indie game showcases, a whole bunch of other stuff.
Magnolia Hyun, executive officer for ArtSpark Pre-Professional Art Club, is excited about tabling at Artist Alley and partnering with Triton Gaming Expo.
It's a really crucial partnership because pre-professional means like job, right? And they're having Riot, they're having The Behemoth, they're having Supergiant, and those are all, that's art in the industry. That's being a professional artist. Getting our members' work out there and our members around these studios is really important.
UC San Diego is best known as a STEM school, but Jewel wants to shine a light on student artists.
As someone who runs a student organization that is so focused around gaming, which I think is in and of itself an art form, I think it's really important to kind of uplift these student artists, especially in a school where I feel like we kind of get sidelined.
Triton Gaming Expo takes place this Saturday and Sunday at the Price Center at UC San Diego. Beth Agamondo, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you are supporting public media, and I really want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
Most stories do not start with a journalist. They start with people noticing when a river runs dry, asking why a school is changing, discovering something new next door. Curiosity is human. Your right to keep asking questions is at the heart of NPR's mission, and we are not going anywhere.